Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today I want to talk about an initiative that's being done, and not new news, out of the Eastern District of California over in Redding. The area is somewhat more conservative and involves a Project Safe Neighborhoods national initiative, and it's being done with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and others in Shasta County. And in the surrounding regions. So the focus is Shasta County. We don't hear about it over here. I wish we did. It's a cooperation. It's called Project Safe Neighborhoods, a national initiative that gives an enforcement set of tools to help get gun crime offenders off of the streets. And it's something that started in March. Again, it's a nationwide program. It's being done in selected areas. And the focus is on felons with guns. And this is according to U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott, who, by the way, came out of this area and has a history of advocating for victims' rights and is an open supporter of law enforcement in their efforts to reduce crime. He said, "We want to get those who legally cannot possess firearms off the streets so they do not pose a danger to our citizens." According to the Shasta County Sheriff, they could see a reduction in violent gun-related crimes as a result of the project. District Attorney Bridget says the recent legislation that we have in California has tied her office and local law enforcement hands. That should be no surprise in our area as well. After the passage of AB 109, Prop 47, and Prop 57, many of the resources of local law enforcement and prosecutors' offices have been taken away. Redding police are excited about this as well because they think it's going to give them one more tool, not to be used often, but something for repeat offenders involved in major gun crime issues who are not supposed to have guns. Crimes continue to be reduced as far as sentencing and prosecution in the state is one of the problems that they're trying to address. And Captain Schuler believes that having an additional tool to go to the federal level could make a big difference in some of these cases. Says, I can think of a handful of cases in the last couple of years where it would have been a valuable tool to use. And that's the goal. The goal is mutual cooperation among state, local, federal law enforcement when it's appropriate to do so to protect our citizens. Protection of our citizens, reducing victimization is key. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.